Welcome to your new journey with Jesus. One of the most exciting aspects of becoming a follower of Jesus is getting to know God more deeply. As you grow in your faith, it's important to understand who God is, not just as a distant figure or a set of rules, but as a real, loving, powerful Father who desires a relationship with you. Today, we will dive into understanding God's nature and essence so that you can better know the God you are following. The first thing you want to know about God is our Creator. The very first thing the Bible tells us about God is that He is our Creator. In Genesis 1:1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." This verse shows that God is the source of everything. He made everything around us, the stars, the mountains, the ocean, and us. As the Creator, God is not distant or disconnected from His creation. He is deeply involved in it. He cares about you, and He designed you for a purpose. Understanding that God made you with love and intention gives you a sense of belonging and purpose. Number two, God is love. One of the most important aspects of who God is that God is love. In 1 John 4:8, it says, "Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." God's love is unconditional, means He loves you no matter what you've done or where you've been. His love for you isn't based on your performance, but on who He is. Because of God's love, He sent His Son Jesus to die for us so we can have a relationship with Him and experience eternal life with Him. When you understand that God's love is for you, it changes how you see or view yourself and how you realize or relate to God, how you no longer have to work to earn His love. He loves you freely. God is holy. The Bible also teaches us that God is holy. In Isaiah 6:3, the angels around God's throne are constantly declaring, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory." Holiness means that God is perfect, pure, and without sin. His nature is eternally good and righteous, and He cannot be in the presence of sin. This is why Jesus had to come, because our sins separated us from a holy God. But through Jesus' sacrifice, we are made clean and able to be in God's presence. Understanding God's holiness helps us to see that God is not like anyone else. He is above all things, pure and worthy of worship. God is all-powerful. Another incredible truth about God is that He is all-powerful. The Bible says that God is omnipotent, meaning there is nothing He cannot do. In Jeremiah 32:17, it says, "Lord God, behold, You have made the heavens and the earth. By Your great power and outstretched arm, there is nothing too hard for You." When you face challenges or feel powerless, remember that the God you serve is all-powerful. He has the ability to change situations, heal brokenheartedness, and give you the strength you need. God's power is not just something that existed in the past. It's active and available to you today. God is everywhere. Another amazing characteristic of God is that He is omnipresent, meaning He is everywhere. In Psalms 139:7-10, David says, "Where can I go from Your spirit? Or where can I flee from Your presence? If I ascend into heaven, You are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, You are there." God is not limited by time or space. whether you're at home or at work or facing a challenge in your life, God is with you. You can always turn to Him, knowing that He is right there by your side. God is all knowing. God is also omniscient, which means He is all knowing. In Psalms 147:5, it says, "Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite." God knows everything, past, present, and future. His knowledge is perfect. This means that God understands your struggles even before you speak them. He knows the desires of your heart, your fears, and your dreams. You don't need to explain everything to God. You can trust that He already knows and cares deeply about your life. God is just. God's justice is another important part of His nature. In Psalms 9:7-8, it says, "But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared His throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall administer judgment for the people in uprightness." Because God is just, He will always do what is right. This is confronting because we know that in the end, or this is comforting because we know in the end, God will make all things right. Whether you've been or experienced injustice or see suffering around you, that allows you to trust that God will bring justice in His time. God is personal. One of the most beautiful things about God is that He is not just an abstract, faraway being. He wants to have a personal relationship with you. In Jeremiah 29:11, God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." God knows you personally, and He desires to be involved in every part of your life. He wants you to talk to Him, trust Him, and rely on Him daily. He is not distant or disconnected or far away God. He is a loving Father who wants to walk with you every step of the way. God is Trinitarian. Now, this concept might be new to you, but it's an important one. God exists as three in one: Father, Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Each of these is fully God, yet are distinct persons who work together in perfect unity. In Matthew 28:19, Jesus gives us the Great Commission: "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." The Father is the Creator, the Son Jesus is our Savior, and the Holy Spirit is God's presence with us now. Understanding the Trinity can help you deepen your relationship with each part of God's nature. Now, on that you know more about who God is, remember that He is your Creator, your loving Father. He's holy, He's powerful, He's always present, He's all-knowing, just, and personal. As you walk with Jesus, keep those truths in mind. God is not just a concept. He is a living, personal being who desires to be with you and to guide you. Spend time with God in prayer. Read His Word to understand more about Him and trust in His character. The more you know God, the more you will grow in your faith and experience His presence in your life. Keep seeking to know the God you never knew. He is waiting to reveal Himself to you in an amazing way.